Oh, I can't even imagine. No, I'll tell you how that would end. He's famous for that pick him up in a chokehold until he quit kissing.
Yeah, she'd probably say something snarky and mean to him, and that'd be the end of it. But she informed me again today how books are a waste of time. She was looking for some old recipes that she got from family, and she can't find out where she put any of that stuff. Then she told me, oh, well, life goes on. Nobody needs books anyways. You can just look up stuff online. You know, because I was trying to look up my grandmother's German potato salad recipe that my cousin had posted on Facebook, and I was having a heck of a time. Finally, I found it. But the whole time she's complaining and basically bitching at me about it, what a waste of time, and blah, 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 blah. And you could just look up the recipe. I said, yeah, but it wouldn't be my grandmother's recipe. I want my grandmother's recipe because I'm taking it to my mom, you know. But all I got was going on and on and on and on about it when I'm just trying to mind my own business and look this thing up. And she's got a, like a constant dialogue, you know. It's a dude, it's maddening.
Imagine, if you owned one of those machinist handbooks, one of those big, thick ones. They're only about 8-10 inches tall and 5-6 inches wide, but they're about 4 or 5 inches thick. They show you the addendum and addendum and stuff for frictionless gears, all the math for figuring the gear stuff, and then, you know, using optical comparators for doing profiles for cutting gears that'll mesh with anything factory. Can you imagine trying to refigure all that math to cut gears? And, you know, now you don't even have a pattern, but you gotta grind this tooth or this cutter for your lathe or your mill to try to cut them gears off of memory or just reinvent the math. KB8OOE.
K-A-T-K. Oh, no, it's called the Machinery's Handbook. And most of the guys all had them. I never bothered buying one. But, I mean, you can get the one from 70 years ago, and it's, most of the stuff's the same in it, you know, math-wise, right, as the one you would buy that's brand new today. Of course, there's probably some modern stuff, you know, in there as well, just like in any kind of technical thing. But, yeah, I never bought one. But, yeah, you're sure right about all the geometry and the math and the cuts and stuff to make a proper gear. I mean, anybody could probably cobble something and grind it where it would somewhat work, but the meshing wouldn't be perfect, and, you know, so you wouldn't get I'm sure the gears are supposed to touch near the tips. You know, if it wasn't meshing properly, it's going to change those ratios and things, you know what I mean? It would be fun trying to figure all that out.
I have two of them. Those are two of the books I'll never sell, ever.
Yeah, I might have to get on thriftbooks.com or something and look around someplace like that and buy a used copy. You know, I'm not interested in buying the latest and greatest one. Not working and everything, there's no reason for me to need it, but just to have the basic one would be pretty awesome. I mean, there's so many formulas and things for so many different things, it's crazy, right?